systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, July 15th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thanks so much for checking out our show. This is the Jam Hole, free comedy podcast coming to you from beautiful downtown Kalispell, Montana. This is episode number 218.
Oh, yeah?
It is.
Holy crap.
Creeping
two
up.
Two more, we're at 220.
That's right. And then 30 more, and we're at 250. Which
September
is
25th.
September 25th, our first live
audience show.
Our celebration for coming at you with, you know, this and that and the other.
This awesomeness we've been spewing out for the last how long?
From ideas to a podcast.
All right.
250th episode celebration here in Kalispell, Montana. I hope you all will join us if you can. If not, there will be a film produced out of it. So it'll be good stuff. Good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah?
Maybe.
All right. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are you?
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I don't know if the camera's blurry or whatever. I didn't retest it.
No, you moved and it just autofocused.
Yeah, it does that. But if you guys were with us last night, we tried to do something that we've never done before. Basically, we started out watching Fat Guy Stuck in Internet. It was a little Adult Swim show that went on. Victor Vornado was in it. Or is he the black albino?
Don't know. I never watched that show.
I think that's him. Yeah, but he was in it, and just a little, it was a little funny thing. So we had, on screen one was what we were watching, and then screen two was us, and we tried to watch Pink Flamingos, and interesting movie. I kept falling asleep because I was tired as fuck. And this weed is fucking badass.
So we do need to watch that again so you can get all of it.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it again, then we'll talk about it. But yeah, pretty interesting movie from what I saw of it. And it looked all right. I was checking it out on the laptop here, and you could see the video good. And you could see us. You could hear it all. We had it mic'd. So we might do that every now and then, you know, just...
Little movie reviews, so that way when we talk about
them... Well, not a review, but you can actually sit here, watch it with us, and comment with us. Red Fox says, you guys should premiere the car crash vid at the 250th episode.
We can get that, but we have to go down to the cop shop and request it.
We'll do that. I will try and do that tomorrow since I'm delivering in town and stuff. So... I got some new chews today.
Two pairs.
Yeah. Cause it's awesome. Like, I've had these fucking Converse for about, 3 years now.
Are you serious?
I've had those forever.
My shoes don't last that long.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have. I started to wear out the heel and the fucking toes from longboarding and shit with them. But, you know, at work and stuff, I'm like... I get wet a lot, and today was especially wet because I had to clean the room. I didn't have a route today, and I almost just called in, you know, like, I'm not coming in today because I didn't have a route or nothing. But today was payday, so I wanted to, you know, get those hours in so I could have a decent check because there's a lot of stuff we need to take care of that money costs. But so I go to JCPenney because I don't usually go shoe shopping. And I found the exact same Converse that I had for like $24. I was like, fuck yeah, you got that shit in a 12? And she's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, sweet, I'll take it. And then I'm like, hold on, these are $24? do you have another pair in size 12? And she's like, I have the store pair. You know, there's the one on display, and then obviously there's another one.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll take it. So I am good on shoes for probably the next 5 to 7 years. Very excited about that.
That's awesome, too.
It is.
So, I mean, you're going to keep your old ones for fishing shoes when you go with me, so you don't get them all messed up. And then the new ones, you'll wear those out like you did your old ones. And then you already have another new pair waiting for you.
I know it. Check this shit out. These are so old and just tore up. Like, this is what I work in. No fucking...
Should show them the slick, new version.
Slick as fuck. Like, if as soon as anything gets wet, I'm all over the fucking place. Yeah, size 12. I got big feet. So, you got totally effed today at work. Please tell us about it. And I am so fucking pissed at this. Because it's bullshit. It is such fucking bullshit. And that guy at Famous Dave's is a fucking faggot. And I am so pissed at him.
Which one? The store manager or the dumb manager?
Tell him what happened. Everyone knows so far that you put in your 2 weeks hoping that they would be like, whoa, we actually should treat her like a human being and not like a fucking piece of shit.
It'll help.
But that backfired, correct?
Right.
So what happened?
So I go in today, this morning, and the schedule says all opens except for Friday. And Friday, it says 11 o'clock volume, which means I'll go in at 11 o'clock and I won't get off till like 9, 10 o'clock at night. So I asked these guys, like for the past 5 months since I started doing this show with Matt, that I don't want to have to work these volume shifts on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because then I'm up late doing the show.
Right.
And then I have to open the next day and I'm just dead tired. And
yeah.
I tried explaining this to him time and time and time again.
And you've been there since that place opened.
Yeah.
And you were the only person left that has been there since that place opened.
Even out of the managers.
And they've been promoting people to management, but not you.
No.
How many times have you been skipped over for that position?
4 times.
And who ends up getting said position?
They brought in one guy, Travis Eilers.
Okay.
Who got fired 3 months later for bringing a dog into the kitchen.
What was he, trying to cook Chinese food?
He was a total fucking idiot. That's what he was.
Yeah.
And
but what my point is, they're giving management positions to people you trained.
To people that haven't worked for our company before ever, that don't know what they're doing, and they just come in with some kind of management experience in the past, whether it be at Lowe's or a restaurant.
I manage my life, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And I'm really not even that good at that.
That's really what it is.
But I am a guy, and I kiss ass good, I suck dick good, and look, no tattoos. Oh, you got the position.
Pretty much.
This is fucking bullshit. What the fuck, guys?
So I go in this morning and I'm upset about the volume shift on Friday. And I'm like, I put a note. Or first, actually, I talked to my kitchen manager, the one who's supposed to be making my schedule.
Right. The one that's got your six.
Right. And right. I tell him, I say, look, man, I've been asking you guys for the past 5 months to stop scheduling me for these shifts on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know,
Since we hooked up pretty much.
Yeah, February, man. And like, I tell him and he's like, well, I know. He goes, but I did the schedule and then Schindler, my general manager, took the schedule and redid it to the way he wants it.
So Schindler is the head douche.
Yes, he's the general manager of the store, Michael Schindler.
We should explain this. So there's the general manager of the store, and the store under him, you have the front of the house and then the back of the house.
Right.
And that's, you know, the waiters and waitresses and whatever, and then the cooks and the dishwashers and shit.
Yeah.
So even though you have tattoos and shit, that shouldn't make a difference because you're back of the house, where last time I checked, they don't allow customers in back of the house. I could totally understand if you were front of the house because you have to act out with customers and customers are afraid of tattoos because they're all a bunch of old school fucking pussy faggots. But you're not up there. You're in the back.
Yep.
And you do your job better than anybody else there. And I'm not just saying this because you're my girlfriend. Like, you work your fucking ass off. You know what the fuck you're doing. And they still tell you to go fuck yourself.
And the funny thing is Schindler, the general manager,
is someone you trained.
I trained.
Unfucking believable.
So I go in and I ask Charles, my kitchen manager, who is a good guy. He's really right. trying to do a good job. He just stepped into the kitchen manager position, and he's trying to do a good job. And the kitchen manager is supposed to make the line cook and prep cook and dishwasher schedules, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, when he makes that schedule, Schindler takes it and goes, oh, we need to change a few things here, here, and here, and here, and here. And then he'll repost it to the way he wants it. So I walk in this morning, and it has that volume shift on Friday. And
so, hold on. I'm sorry. Why is Schindler the douche? Why is he fucking with a schedule that was already made? What?
Because,
why did he do that?
Before, when we had Waj, the
right.
good kitchen manager,
the one
that had my back from day one,
yeah.
that fought for me for everything.
He's the one that went to Bozeman, and you guys had the going away party, and I was kind
yes.
of not happy being there. And right.
he's the most awesome person I've ever worked for in my entire life. He's just done everything for me. And with him gone, when he left, it put Charles in the kitchen manager position.
Whoa. Did it put Charles in charge? Come on.
But
Thank
so
you.
It put Charles in charge of the BOH. And
Red Fox said it. You did not say it first.
Oh, man.
It's because of the lag. I'll give it a tie. Okay, continue. Sorry.
Okay. But because Waj was there before Schindler, you know, he was there with me from day one.
Oh, real
that
quick?
He had enough. What?
Did Schindler have a list?
Nobody's got a fuck of a fist.
oh! Schindler's fist. That's awesome.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry.
With Waj being there, Waj had enough balls and brains to do things the way he knew they should be done.
Right.
And stand up to Schindler. But Charles, being a new manager in that position, he's kind of scared to go up
right.
and say, hey, no, we need this. This is what my hourlies
Even
are telling me.
He's the kitchen manager and knows what the kitchen needs better than the overall manager douche that you trained.
He actually, Charles needs a little work, but he's
right.
a good guy. He's learning.
Right, yeah.
But he does need help with quite a few things. But the thing is he shouldn't
schedule,
be fucking with the schedule.
Yeah.
Right, so he changed the schedule, and I walk in today, and I see that fucking volume shift on Friday, and I go to Charles. I'm like, Charles, what the hell is going on? And he's like, I know it's what Schindler wants. He wants a strong person on the night crew that night. And I'm like, well, what are you guys going to do when I'm gone, man? And I'm like, I put in my 2 weeks, dude. What makes you think I'm going to work this shift?
Yeah.
I'm leaving, man.
You give a shit because they give a shit.
Right. And so I was upset about it. And he's
I'm
like,
so
look, I understand.
Pissed.
He's like, but that's what he put down. He's like, you're going to have to talk to him about it. I'm like, all right, I'll leave him a note. So I put a note next to the schedule that says, I have asked repeatedly for the past 5 months not to schedule me for volume shifts for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right, because of the show.
Because of the show. I said, I cannot work this shift. I'm sorry. And I signed my name. And then I come back at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And at this time, our volume manager comes in, Chad. He's
right.
the newest of the newest managers we have there.
Did you train him also?
Yes.
You guys are running out of people. Be nice to
yes.
the ones you have.
But he has nothing to do with me at all. He's a server manager.
Right. Front of the house.
Front of the house. Nothing to do with me at all. Like, he can't even fire me.
Right.
Right. He could if I fucking, like, hit him or something, but other than that.
Right, no, nothing. But you know what you're, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And
basically, I've had to kick him off the line before because he's in my way rather than helping me.
Yeah,
you know,
I can see that.
If we're really busy and he comes up and helps, I'm like, dude, just go away. I'll work with these newbies rather than you.
Yeah, you know what, though? What? He takes a mean order. I'll tell you what. No one takes an order like
He's
that,
He's even from the South, too. And that fucking accent, man, it's from, like, from Georgia. And, you know, I'm from fucking South, dude. And I don't even talk like that. It's retarded.
You do if you try, though. And every now and then I hear it slip out of you.
Well, of course I can talk like I'm from the South. What do you think I'm... Nah. Anyway.
I love that. I love that
always
one
talk
where,
like I'm from the South.
I love that one where fucking you're like, yeehaw, fuck me,
yeah,
daddy.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, get it, son. No,
come on, daddy. Fuck me.
But, okay, so I put that note up. And
right.
I put that up in the morning, and the kitchen manager knew what was going on. No big deal, right?
No big deal.
He knows
at all.
That it's meant for the general manager to see, not for Charles. I'm not trying to be rude to Charles at all. He
That's
knows,
right.
I love him to death. He's a great guy. All right. So I go back there, and there's another note tagged to my note.
That what?
Says, it says that we have told you repeatedly that...
Oh, snap! He took what you wrote and turned it around! That is so fucking clever! Sorry.
He said that we have told you repeatedly that management makes the schedule, not... the employees signed management.
Like the management that made it the first time before douchefuck changed it?
Right.
Hmm.
So I take the note down and I go to Charles.
We have told you repeated amounts of times that we are huge fucking hypocrites. Stop leaving notes.
Right.
Like, come on.
I go to Charles and I show him the note. I'm like, please don't tell me you wrote this. He goes, no, I didn't.
Nope, wasn't me.
And I go to Billy, mm-hmm. who is a manager in training right now.
Right.
I'm like, dude, you didn't write this, did you? He's like, no.
Nope.
I'm like, that leaves one person.
Hey, wasn't me.
That leaves the only other manager that's there right now.
Mm.
So I go to
and
him,
who
I'm like,
that,
Chad.
Who would that be?
Chad, the southern fuck. So I go up to Chad. I'm like, hey, what's this note all about? And he goes, well, I thought your note was quite rude.
Oh, please stop scheduling me for the days that I've been. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No.
Amazing. So, amazing.
I told him, I said, what do you mean it's rude? He goes, well, you put that up in front of the person that makes your schedule. I'm like, are you talking about Charles? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, that note is not meant for Charles. Charles tries to make my schedule, and then Schindler redoes it. This note is meant for Schindler, not for you.
That's right.
Like, you have no word in this at all. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like,
go
well, I thought it was rude, and I thought it needed to be addressed, and that I just wanted to stand up for Charles, and blah, 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 blah.
Right, and because I'm a new manager, I have some power, and power corrupts. As we all learned in Spider-Man, great responsibility, guys. Great.
But, I don't know, I just got upset about it, and I was like, this is ridiculous, dude. This is meant for Schindler, I'll talk to him about it later. He goes, well, you know what, I think it's really rude, and you know what, you as a person, I believe that you are extremely rude, and you have no consideration for other people, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
As you slapped him in the face.
Well, I don't know. I got really pissed off about that. And I'm
well,
like,
yeah, dude.
And he goes, he tells me, he's like, you know what? In my book right now, you're absolutely nothing. You're just an employee to me right now because you put in your 2 weeks. You're not a trainer to me. You don't have seniority over
just,
me. I'm nothing.
You're an employee like he used to be like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even
want
to deal with this. I'm done with this. I can't even talk to you anymore. And I looked at him. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
He's like, I'm done with this. I dropped it. I said, you know what? You can eat shit and die. And
quote,
second of all,
quote,
in my book, you equal fuck. That's it.
Quote?
Nothing.
Was what? That a quote?
That was a quote. Eat shit
yes.
and die.
Eat shit and die, you faggot. Wait, is he gay?
No.
Okay. You douche fuck. Why would you act like that, human? Human being?
I don't know.
How long have you been there for? And how long has she been there for?
I've been there for 2.5 years. He's been there for 6 months.
Oh, And you're already a
Not
manager.
Not even 6 months.
And he's already a manager?
He was hired on as a manager.
Oh, right. But for the front of the house, that
right.
has nothing to do with you
right.
at all.
So,
wow.
Not only the only manager that even gives a shit at all anymore is Charles, my kitchen manager.
Right. The guy that's supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, that's his job. Not fucking doing what the other guy's doing.
And Will, the pretty boy manager.
Right.
I don't know how
I feel about him.
I know. And I don't really...
You don't either?
He's arrogant and a prick, but yeah. He does know his job. He's very good at it. He helps me.
He came from a lot of money, or he's pretending that he did.
Oh, he's a jock, you know? That's the kind of type of guy he is. But you know what?
Too many roids when he was a kid.
But working with him for a long time and stuff, we've kind of grown together and stuff. And
Snibblers wants to know if he is into scat. Scat?
Like, scat man.
No. Like poop sex. Poop sex.
Who?
You, what?
Who's into poop sex?
Oh, Snibblers wants to know, excuse me, if he is.
If who is?
Princess.
No.
He's not into scat?
No.
Are you sure?
He's into servers.
He's into MDS says, does this mean we can't go eat barbecue on the September 24th?
Unless you want some dumb fucking newbies to do it.
Yeah, you won't be there then, will you?
No.
No, probably not. Hold on, I'm getting something right. What's that? Hold on.
My last day
Excuse me. I'm on the earpiece. That's awesome.
My last day will be the 24th of this month.
No shit.
On a Friday.
But you know what? There's other places that have kind of decent, good barbecue. It's not like that, but...
I'm just sick being treated like that, dude. I can't take it anymore.
That's fucked up shit.
When I walk in today, okay, for my kitchen manager's going away party... Because he means so much to me that, like, he's an awesome manager. He's the best guy I've ever worked for my entire fucking career of cooking anything. The only guy that's ever looked out for me that can help me 110%. I mean, he got me raises. He pushed for me to do things. He got me all this awesome stuff in this job. I mean, he was there all the time, right?
Yeah.
So,
I'm
going to miss this guy when he goes.
Of course.
So I go to his going away party, and I take the cool camera you got me, and I'm taking lots of pictures and shit. And I'm taking pictures of all the management, us, all the hourlies, the fucking servers, whatever, just everyone at the party, and lots of pictures of Waj and people with Waj. And I framed one and put it in black and white and stuff and then put it in the office because I care that much. I'm like, hey, we should remember this day. So I fucking pay my own cash to get this shit developed and put a fucking frame on it and put it in the office.
And hey, your cash is my cash.
All right.
And I'm not pleased.
Right. And there's another couple pictures that we just kind of taped around the office. One of them is on, it's a metal, what the fuck you call those desks?
Computer desk?
No, it's a metal filing cabinet. That's what
it is.
Okay. And there was one picture on there held up by magnets that had me and Waj in it. And it's just our faces. That's it. And every day for the past, like, 2 weeks, about 4 weeks, I go in every morning and move the magnet off my face. Because someone at night puts the magnet on my face.
Excuse my face.
But someone likes to fuck with me and put the magnet over my face so it should just Waj's face showing. And I'm like, whatever.
Why would you do that, child?
Because they're dumb.
And then are you taking the little brightly colored alphabet letters and fucking making them say snide douche fucking remarks?
I don't know.
Fuck you.
But I don't care. And in the morning, I just go in and I
make me angry now! That was my C.B. Walker impression.
I just go in every morning and I move the magnet. No big deal. I don't really care. And I go in today, and mind you, these are my pictures.
Your pictures.
I took these pictures. I printed them out.
With the camera I
got. I
brought
them in.
Right.
Because I fucking care. And they ripped my face off.
They ripped your face off.
Like I am no longer, I want to punch the.
That Nicolas Cage movie, Face Off, just like that. And that's fucking, like, why would you even do that? Do you really not like her?
I wanted to actually bring
her?
That back. Do I you... wanted to bring that back home because that was a good picture. And I missed that fucking manager.
What? We have it on the computer.
I know, but it's not the fucking point.
No,
when
it's
I
not.
Left, I want to take my shit.
Why do you hate her so bad? Why are you... They're threatened by you because you're a chick, and you've been there for way longer than any of them fucking have, and you can pretty much run that whole fucking back part all by yourself. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it's making you upset, and then you come home, and then I'm upset. Not pleased.
I can't
Famous
help it.
Daves.
What I can't the help it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No one even the only person that's even remotely tried to get me to stay
fuck.
Is line cooks and the kitchen manager.
MDS says once you decide to quit, it goes downhill in a big hurry.
I'm going to punch my manager in the face before I leave.
Don't do that. But I... So we were talking about this earlier, and I whoa. On ThinkGeek.com, we found a pinhole camera that's like button. It looks like a button, and you put it on your shirt, but it's a little camera. And it's like $160, and I would really appreciate it if you guys bought this hip-hop CD I made, but not the beats, just the words, and I right. recorded it. I made that for you.
Okay.
So if
camera.
We got this cool pinhole camera, I could go in to Famous Dave's and be like, can I speak to...
Schindler.
Schindler, please. And they'll be like, yes, just a moment. And they'll fucking walk in the back and be like, Schindler, there's someone here to see you. And I'll be like, what? Hold on. And then he'll zip up his pants, because that's him jerking off in his fucking office.
Right.
And then he'll come out and he'll be like, manager, supreme power, corrupting. What do you want? And I'll be like, dude, why are you being such a fuck? Excuse me. Why are you being mean to Dana? Because we are threatened by her with supreme cooking skills.
No, he'll say that he's not being mean to me in any sort of way.
Right, he'll be like, prove it.
No, he'll be totally professional about it. Watch.
What will
be...
he say? What could you possibly... How can you justify that? How?
I don't know.
Because she has tattoos and is a chick? Is that how?
I have no idea.
So what do you do? Do you just tell them to go fuck themselves and never look back?
I wish I could stay.
You like the job. It's not like you're trying to fucking quit because you're lazy and you don't like the job.
No, I actually really like the job.
It is. Look, it is totally upsetting you. And that's fucked up that you are so worried about and stressed about this fucking thing you have to do for 8 hours a day just for a little chunk of change.
It's not even the money. It's like I could... I mean, I would like a raise, and that would be great. I just wish that I could do my job without someone always coming up to me and just being an asshole and saying, you know, like, oh, you have to train three people today that don't know absolutely anything at all. Oh, you have to work this volume shift even though you've told me repeatedly that you cannot work this volume shift. You have to do this, that, and the other, or you're going to get written up.
But hey...
You
hey.
Can't have a raise for another 6 months. I know you haven't had one in over a year, but you're going to have to go ahead and wait another 6 fucking months for it. That I probably won't give you anyway.
But hey, in 6 months, we might actually have another, like, our fifth or sixth or seventh management opening. And, hey.
I might be considered.
Don't tell anyone this. Hey, this is between you and me. Don't tell anyone this, because you know how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
You might, maybe you will get the position, maybe. Maybe. And this is a huge maybe, because, you know, you're a chick and you're kind of worthless. Fuck you, Famous Daves. Fuck you. You want to make fun of something? That always makes me feel better.
I'm just so upset about my job.
Fuck them. You'll find something else. And if not, oh well, right?
I mean, it pisses me off that...
Between all of this...
No, well, wait. It pisses me off because I've been there since the beginning. I'm the fucking opening staff.
Yeah?
I have seniority. I have respect from every fucking line cook, prep cook, server, all those fucks. But not from the management that I trained. It pisses me off because I deserve more and I like the job. I want to stay. I want to make it better. I can make it better. They won't fucking let me, though. I don't understand. Why would you deny your best fucking employee there an advancement to better your fucking restaurant?
Because they, you know what? They can just hire anybody and start them at a lower pay rage, wage, rage. You make a shit pay rage.
I've been there for 2.5 years and I'm barely skating over $10 an hour.
They don't give a shit about how long you've been there, though. That's the thing. They look at it as just another fucking number in their another fucking book. And that if you quit, there's like 10 other people that will do the job. And they'll happily do it for cheaper.
And yes, Burger, I am about to cry over this job. I don't think you understand how much this job means to me.
It's just a job, though. Like, I have to agree with them. Quit being a fucking pussy about it. But it's just a job, you know? It's not your life. Who cares? Like, jobs are jobs. It's something we have to do.
But it's something I built. With, dude,
if you look at it that way, because you were there from the beginning, but to it
from
in,
ground up, dude.
In
I've
reality,
been there.
It's just another fucking restaurants like that come and go in all 50 states all the fucking time. You know, some are getting closed and others are getting built. And
but I hate going into this is what
happens,
I fucking hate. I hate quitting a job and having to go into another place to be the fucking newbie and have no respect from anybody at all. And I have to work there for fucking God knows how long. And there's always going to be that one fucking person that's been there longer than you. And you're never going to get over them. And it sucks. And there, I'm that fucking person. I know everything.
You don't want to have to start over.
No, I don't. You know how many times I've read out my fucking work history today?
I hate that.
You know how annoying that is?
Ask me why I don't want to move. It's not because, I mean, this place is cool and all, but it's not that. I do not ever want to have to fill out a job application again. Ever. Never. Never. I will rap for food if I have to. Rap for money.
It just upsets me.
EFMO should sign my ass. Not like my ass, but like sign me. Me.
Oh, wait.
Fuck them,
Erato
dude.
Toys?
Just
can
fuck
I,
them. Who cares?
Danny, can you go to the... Wait, can you go to the person over this person and say, what the fuck? Yeah, I can. And I will.
Does that work? Who's the person over that? Isn't that
Schindler.
The owner and he doesn't like you either?
No, I could talk to Jay, the district operator.
Yeah, do that. Is he cool?
He likes Schindler.
See, if they like that guy,
but
then they're totally
But the thing
is
Jay pushed for me for all sorts of shit before. The only two managers I liked before were Waj and Jay. And I've grown apart from Jay because he's traveling all the fucking time. But, dude, there was a point in time where, like, he's like, man, you are the shit. You're my best employee. And I don't know. Maybe I could talk to him about it or something.
See, MDS has a good point, too. I'll do a job app, but I'm never taking a P-test. Yeah, that sucks because nowadays more and more businesses are requiring that you have to do that. And I totally forgot about this, but I've even seen signs in windows of, like, little businesses around here. It's like a certificate saying that they, like, we test all our employees, like, 100% drug-free, except for, you know, all the fucking antidepressants they're on, because everything in their life sucks, but, like, that's legal, it's cool. You get it from a doctor, not your friend.
Okay.
So fuck them. It's just a job, but it does suck, because you've been there from the beginning.
It does suck.
And then you help build that shit. But you know what?
What?
You haven't been here since the beginning, but you helped build this shit.
Yeah.
And that's fun. You get to come on here and be like, hey, everybody, fuck this guy. And that is awesome.
Yeah.
I live for that shit.
When I called Waj in Bozeman to tell him that I quit, dude, he was so upset.
Yeah, I bet. But he can't do anything. Did he offer you a job in Bozeman?
Yeah.
So would you, do you want to move to Bozeman?
No, because you won't.
If I don't have to work, can I just do this and you'll make enough money?
You'll have to do the show by yourself.
I don't... Well, why?
Because I'd go into a management position.
So?
I'd be working all the time.
So, like, well then why would you even want to do that? You're not even living your life at that point. You're just fucking...
But the thing is that they don't even offer
routine.
It to me. No, nothing. They tell me I should have been fired?
Yeah, that's stupid. You should have been fired. How's it feel?
They should have came to me first and been like, hey, do you want this management position? And I could have been like, no, it's cool. and fuck, it'd be fine. Whatever. Just give me a raise. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about something a little more upbeat and happy,
okay,
shall we?
Sure.
Did someone die, please? Pardon?
Did someone die or drown their child or hang themselves? Because that would make me feel better.
This one is called Baby Hospitalized with Screwdriver Lodged in
Head.
Blank. Ear. I'm going to give you half a point.
Okay.
You almost win, but not quite. A 5-month-old baby is recovering at Miami. Oh, this is from our most fucked up state. If you had to guess, like, okay, check this out. Baby, screwdriver, in the ear. Where? You're like, dude, it's Florida.
Florida.
Duh. That's
kids
so
running
great.
With shit and they fall.
That's right, because they're stupid. They just don't know any better, actually. A 5-month-old baby is recovering at Miami Children's Hospital after his older brother apparently shoved a screwdriver in his ear.
Whoa,
could you imagine
what's
that?
What's this that Erato Toys is talking about? He says, hey, are you guys going to talk about that murder in Florida of the couple that had 17 retarded kids?
What?
I haven't heard of that.
Send it into the feedback, and I totally will. Or email it to me, and I totally will.
So, is the baby alive?
It is in the fucking hospital.
It didn't die. It's going to be retarded.
Fire rescue officials were called to a home in the somewhere, who cares, when Latasha Bailey heard her baby son crying.
Latasha Bailey.
Is that my baby? Or is that your baby?
Latasha Bailey, go get Shonda. Let's head down to the Dairy Queen.
She heard her baby son crying in another room of her apartment. When she ran back to the room, she found her 4-year-old son standing next to the baby, who had a screwdriver wedged in his ear.
Nice.
The infant was screaming in his crib. The screwdriver was lodged so deeply in the infant's ear that it might have caused brain damage, but since they were raised religious, he has no brain. So he's
right.
Okay.
Did you see the link posted in the chat?
This one?
The only link.
Got it.
In the chat.
Thank you. I got it. It's loading. I'm going to finish this one. Is that cool?
Yes.
Okay. Bailey asked the hospital not to release information about her son and declined to speak to the news organization. While the hospital could not provide a condition, authorities say that the condition has stabilized. Neighbors are horrified.
I bet.
Horrified. It's gruesome considering I'm a parent and I have a kid. It's so gruesome. That could have been our baby. Sorry. It's not known how long it was in there. Pardon?
Said I should wear my bandana all like okay. Ghetto style or whatever.
I've seen a lot in my 27 years, but I can't recall seeing a case like this one, I reckon. This dude asked the cabin if the mother gave a statement saying her 4-year-old son had assaulted his sibling. Quote, she gave implications to that effect, I reckon. She indicated that there was the possibility that had happened. I feel this is the worst thing that could happen to a child. I mean, it's not the worst thing. Could have got it jammed in his pee hole or up his butthole or something. That'd probably be the worst thing. But I feel that right now, this is the worst thing that could happen to a child. At that age, you have to be careful, see? You have to pay attention to children at that age. What are you doing?
It's ghetto style, dude. Is that what that is? Do that in the ghetto.
Is that what that is?
Except for without the white people hair.
Ask me why I don't live in the ghetto.
I don't know. Why don't you live in the ghetto?
Because of that.
Because of that?
Because of that.
Oh, Lordy, pick a bell of cotton. Oh,
it's
Lordy,
very shocking.
Pick a bell of hate.
Thank you.
All right.
It's very shocking. She's very quiet. She's usually very attentive to the kids. Homestead police have never had a case like this one and are not sure where it will lead. Cats and dogs living together.
Nice.
Thank you. And that is it for that story. Actually, helpful hint. Helpful
what?
Parenting
what?
Hit. Number 400.
Don't give your kids screwdrivers.
Number 483. Check this out. In case you didn't know, anytime children are involved in something like this, we take this very seriously. We are deeply concerned when children are hurt or injured. Okay.
Really?
Thank you. Thank you for that statement. You fucking idiots. This is why everything's all effed. This is why you get treated like shit at your job, and in fucking Florida, a baby gets stabbed in the ear. See? Butterfly effect.
MDS says, oh my fucking God, if you don't give Danny remedial Ghostbusters training, I'm going to throw a fit. Why?
You know what? MDS is probably the only person that notices that also, besides me.
What did I do?
And let me tell you, it bugs the shit out of me, so that's all.
Why?
That's
what?
All.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll go over it later.
You're an MDS is an asshole. Don't point out things like that. It makes me feel bad.
It's okay. So do you have something to cheer us up with?
No, it's MDS's story. No, I don't want to do it.
So,
okay. This one is called Bizarre End to Life in Party Mode. Could you not? Really?
That's pretty. That's pretty, baby. I like that. Please continue.
I can read this in Southern lingo if you want.
Oh, would you please?
It came from Florida. I could put my accent into it. No big deal. All right, so this was called Bizarre Into Life in Party Mode.
Got it.
Okay, this is from...
Our most fucked up state.
Florida.
Also.
This was sent in by MDS.
Thank you.
Okay, Pinellas Park. Angela's mother admits her daughter was always in a party mode.
Party time, excellent.
Party time, all the time.
All the time.
Right.
What time is it?
Party time. But her bizarre death early Tuesday stunned even those closest to her. Okay.
Like the mother, her mom and her sister.
Right.
Who were not party animals.
Right.
Right.
Angela Gaskin, the mother.
Pardon?
Sorry, Angela Gaskin was the one who was killed. Sorry, my bad.
Right, right.
20 years old, was killed with her head stuck. Fuck.
Sound it out. Sound it out, bro. Plow through it.
She was killed when her head struck several mailboxes as she leaned out the window of a moving pickup truck over.
Fuck. Which word?
Stop getting right next to me.
Stunned?
Struck. It looked like something else. It looked like stuck. Instead of stuck.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Okay, so she hit her head on a bunch of fucking mailboxes
right.
with her head sticking
Why,
out the window.
Hold on. Why was her head hanging out the window? What? Was she puking?
No.
No?
Doesn't? I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you passed that part.
No. It's kind of given the Quentin Tarantino rundown here. Okay?
Got it.
All right. She was pronounced dead at Northside Hospital about 1 a.m. after being taken to the emergency room by the driver.
That will happen.
Carl Norman Jekyll, 24, of Clearwater.
Was Mr. Hyde with him?
maybe.
Come on. Woo!
Okay, why anyone would drive that close to those mailboxes, I don't know.
Why anyone
says Jerry Budo.
Why anyone would drive with their head hanging out the window like Ace Ventura.
This was obviously a neighbor in that area who heard the crash at 12:37 a.m.
Hey, save your spot. What do you think a head hitting, let's say, a row of four?
Dunk,
can we make it one of those nice ones with the big metal fucking post on them and shit that are like the big box of them? Yes, please.
Oh,
I'll take two sets of those. Fucking. Oh, I don't even. It'd be like a. Oh, man, I wish I had a Foley stage. I would totally do it.
The neighbor was like, why the fuck would you drive that close to the mailboxes in the first place? And he's like, no one drives that close, not even bikes. If it was me and someone is sticking themselves out, I keep my truck away from there.
I'm going to scoot closer.
No, you know, he's like, why the fuck would you do that? It's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
Pinellas Park police are investigating the incident as a possible DUI.
Possibly.
Jekyll, the driver,
right,
said the woman was just hanging out the window.
Had
her head out having fun and didn't see the mailboxes.
Oh, because she's a party girl. Yeah. I get
it. Her mother.
Please.
Found the story credible.
Yeah, that sounds like
her. My daughter's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
There's a quote from her mother.
Oh, please.
I know how my daughter is.
I reckon.
She did. I know how my daughter is.
She absolutely did.
She did what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
She was spontaneous.
I do what I want. You don't know me.
I can see her doing that. I can see it being a total accident.
I do what I want. Hey, guys, check this out. Yeah!
Yeah! So her mother's like, yeah, my daughter's pretty fucking dumb.
Again, it's been a while, but if I was rich, $1 million I would pay at least to have been just chilling in the driveway of that and just be able to witness that happen.
Oh, man, it's
awesome. Man, that, right. I would definitely twit pick that.
So,
for sure.
Jekyll, the driver, says Angelia or whatever, the chick that got killed, and another girlfriend... we're coming home from Applebee's at 12:30 in the morning.
Our neighborhood grill, if you know what I mean.
In a 2005 Chevy pickup. Angela, the chick who got killed.
Of course, thank you.
Was playing a Nintendo game.
Of course she was.
Then she threw her head out the window at the 4600 block of Lake Boulevard.
Because she's retarded, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And just fucking got nailed. Jekyll, the driver, said, then he turned and heard... a thump, thump, thump.
Yes! That is beautiful.
Thump, thump, thump. Like, it's like, this is what I heard. All I know is she stuck her head out the window and I heard thump, thump, thump.
Skull on metal, dude.
So Jekyll the driver, all
right,
a Coast Guard aviation electronics technician stationed in Clearwater.
Yeah, from DeVry, if you're in Florida. Are you really?
Until he was discharged on May 26th, has several traffic offenses in Root County, somewhere else, including guilty verdicts on driving with a restricted license and driving while impaired.
Nice. Hey, speaking of discharge.
Discharge?
Never mind.
You got some discharge?
No, I was going to say erototoys.com is where you would want to get something to see it. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he was going like 30 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone.
As per usual. I do. Do you?
It says that the driver will likely not be charged unless found to have been impaired.
Right. If he was drunk, though, then he is effed. Vehicular manslaughter. All right.
Valerie says Jekyll was in love with her daughter and was tore up over the death.
Oh. You killed her, dude. Oh.
Okay, check this out.
Hey, I love you.
All right. Mailboxes in this neighborhood, all right, are mounted on wooden planks sunk in concrete at the roadside. The street appears to be wider than a typical residential road, giving vehicles ample space to avoid the mailboxes.
Right, because you all drive like retards.
The girl still hit three of them.
Of course she did. Hey, what's that?
Hey, look out there. What's that?
And now you're dead. Good.
Two of the small.
Only 5,999,999,999 more. Good.
She hit two of the small mailboxes. They were both metal. And a large white metal mailbox was dented all to hell. And that one had to be removed by police because of blood and, like, brain matter on it.
It was hazardous materials.
Yes, it was
for
disgusting.
For sure.
Pieces of plastic speckled with blood were strewn across on the grass nearby. Brown said a hazardous material team cleaned up the blood from a gutter about 30 feet from the boxes.
That is beautiful.
That is about it for that story. The driver also said that when he heard the thuds, he turned around and saw her, and she had, like, a gaping hole in her fucking head.
Nice. Just brains, like, falling the fuck out. Hey, yes. Speaking of hanging out, you're dead.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun. So,
I thought it was great.
No, that's, it's fantastic.
I kind of butchered it, but it's wonderful.
I thank you. No, you did fantastic. You did good. All right. Yeah, you kind of sucked. But, so I have some other stories here, but since we're interacting with people, they sent us a story. Who was this by? Who sent this one in?
Mike? Oh, wait.
It was Mike, you fucking whore.
He even sent another one in the chat also.
Of course. I think that's the one I got. But it is another fucked up Florida story. What the fuck, guys?
Hey, Florida's back in the ring.
What? Back on top of shit. Yeah.
Yes.
This one is called Eighth Person Arrested in Florida Couple Shooting Deaths. Pensacola, Florida.
All right, Pensacola.
I drove through there once. Stayed in a hotel. It was all right. Smells weird
Fuck
there.
Fuck Pensacola.
Lots of Mexicans. authorities.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
No, I'll wait. That was beautiful. Hey, ask me why I love you.
You have staff?
Jesus.
You got chubby going on?
I'm really glad the fan is on oscillate mode. Authorities are charging an eighth person in the slaying of a Florida couple who adopted special needs children. An official said, special needs like... wow.
Retarded.
Thank you. Pamela Long Wiggins will be charged with accessory after the fact of felony murder. Felony Red Rob. She did not give any details on why she will face charges related to the killings of Bird and Melanie Billings.
She probably killed him because she's like, what the fuck are you doing? You are ruining my neighborhood. You're bringing all these retards?
Wow. What are you doing here? You're dead.
Why would you adopt 13 fucking
Because
retard kids?
It's a paycheck, dude. Easy. And you know what? Retards, totally easy to take care of.
No, they're not.
Yeah, you put them in a cage. And
you have to wipe their ass.
The fuck you do? You can teach them to do that.
No.
You can teach monkeys to push buttons. You can teach them to do that.
How retarded are they? Are they, like, fucking
Probably
really retarded? Because then they're not going to be able to wipe their own ass. They're just going to fling it at you like a goddamn monkey.
Are they?
Yeah, no, retarded kids smeared poo all over the fucking locker rooms in high school, okay? They play with poo.
But that's
just like monkeys.
Why would you play with poo?
Because you're fucking retarded!
That's the scat man.
Skibbidi-bop-bop. It looks like paint.
Wiggins, who Morgan had previously identified as Pamela Laverne Long, was located earlier Wednesday in Orange Beach, Alabama, after authorities said they were seeking her for questioning. Seven men, one of them a 16-year-old, are charged with murder in the killings of the Billingses. That's what it says, Billingses. Morgan said Wiggins had rented property to this other dude, who's a Mexican, and one of the suspects, but he also described her as a, quote, family friend. Are you texting?
No.
You liar. Am I boring you? I'm sorry.
No.
Did you have something
to read? It was a family
friend. Family friend. What is that? In quotes, family friend. Like, I'm having...
Like, I know you and I hate your face.
I thought it was more like, you and my wife are friends, but I want to fuck you.
Right.
Right. That's what I think. The Billingses were fatally shot July 9th in their Beulah, Florida home near the Alabama state line. Law enforcement officials said a safe and other items were missing from the house and have cited robbery as a motive.
Really?
So check this out. They took the safe and some other shit. I'm having a real hard time with the motive here. Did you check for semen? 7 men entered the Billingses' home during the incident, which lasted only minutes, Morgan said earlier. He said authorities were looking into what he called a gaping hole, in quotes, the family friend, a.k.a. the gaping hole, in what was otherwise a well-executed crime. Why the security system was not disabled, authorities believe the suspects entered the compound with the belief that they were not under surveillance. So they were there just, like, fucking around, taking their time, taking a piss.
Sounds like it.
Like, totally showing who they were on the cameras that they believed were not turned on.
That's
in the
dumb.
Gaping hole.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks, news guy. Authorities believe the drivers remained in both vehicles. They had masks, all that stuff. Morgan said authorities are seeking a person who was associated with the security and video surveillance system, which could be accessed remotely. He did not elaborate, but said authorities had several identities and believed that they had narrowed it to one person whom he did not identify.
Hmm.
9 of the couple's children were home during the incident, authorities said, and police believe 3 of them saw the intruders. One managed to flee the home and seek help at a neighbor's house. You know what? I think I've seen this movie before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sounds...
What was it called?
Fuck, I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't remember. It actually sounds like 24, sucka. What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture of myself with my cool camera.
Oh, thank you.
What?
I'm enjoying it. Gonzalez, 35, a former National Guard member, appeared in court Wednesday and read a statement proclaiming his innocence. Quote, the state's entire case is based on hearsay and circumstantial evidence, he said. Is there anything else interesting? Because this, like, goes on and
really?
On.
I hate those fucking stories. Yeah. I just skip
so
over those every time.
So, basically...
I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
The gaping hole got herpes and some shit stolen, and we're thinking... Now, don't quote me on this. We're not sure, but I think the motive was...
Robbery.
Rape. Wait, what?
What?
Rape?
Robbery?
Robbery, right.
It's right, robbery, the other R word.
Right,
the
because
other one.
They, even though she is a gaping hole, they did steal stuff.
Right.
Right, thank right. you. What is the time, please, ma'am?
59 minutes.
Oh, that's good. That is good. All right, well, how's a boat? You read
boat.
That other thing you have there, and we will probably call it a night.
Okay.
Start trimming these down a little bit, meow. And I'm really tired and it's late.
Right.
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 But I do want to mention, before you do that, our okay. neighbor.
Ah, yes.
Did I mention this?
No, you did not mention that.
Check
please talk about that.
This shit out.
Wonderful.
So we're outside smoking.
I hope he can hear us.
I hope so, too. He's probably passed out. But we've talked about this before. The neighbor downstairs. Lately... No problems. He's been real nice, I guess. Like, he comes up and says hi. He doesn't, like, come up, but if I'm outside and he sees me, he says hi. And we talked to him a couple times about all his shit he's got out here.
And
so,
he seemed really, you know, cool the last
yeah,
couple of times
like,
I've talked to him.
Last time he was like, do you cook? Because I make some awesome egg noodles and this and that. Like, real personable. But so, the guy downstairs... Not him, but the one in the apartment over.
Yeah.
Moved out.
Right.
Weird guy. All he did was sat in that apartment on his computer all day. And the guy that lived above him had a leak in his tub or something, and it got a bunch of water in his apartment downstairs, but he wouldn't let anyone come in and fix it because he didn't want anybody in his place or whatever.
Weird.
Really weird. And I talked to him, and he said he found a place with cheaper rent, and then I talked to the other guy, and he said he's moving back in with his parents. And he's like, oh, I don't know, what, 40-something?
Yeah.
Not doing too good here, no. But as long as he's got his computer, everything's good. So he moved out, right?
Right.
Right. It's going to take quite a while probably before they rent out the place. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to take that parking spot because you have mine, of course. And what are you doing?
Playing
with
my phone.
Are you cool? Okay. So he left and I took his parking spot. Been like that for what, a couple weeks now?
But it's not being used or anything, and it doesn't really matter.
Right, and it's been like that for a couple weeks, right?
Right.
All of a sudden, today, we're outside smoking, and the guy from downstairs comes up, and he's like, hey.
Who is now like the new handyman of the place.
Right, he doesn't have to pay rent, so he says, I don't even know if that's true now.
Probably not. He's probably just rubbing shit in your face.
Yeah, he's a liar. I don't like that. So, he comes up, and he's like, is that your white truck? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, the landlord said that if you're going to park it there, you have to pay, what was it? 25 extra dollars a month. And I'm like, no, no one's using it. So I'm using it. And the guy's like, well, is it yours? And I'm like, as soon as it's somebody's, it's nobody's really.
Right.
So I'm going to park there. And if, you know, when someone comes and rents it out, then that's fine. Whatever. You have it back. And so I'm like,
he's like,
whatever.
Well, you don't just take things that aren't yours. It's not yours.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not
it's
yours
nobody's.
Either, dude.
Nobody's. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. And I grabbed the keys and I backed it up. And then I got to thinking, I'm like, why would the landlord tell him to tell me? Like, why wouldn't he just call me if he had a problem? So I call up the landlord, and he hadn't heard of any of this. He's like, no? Was he having a bad hair day or something like that?
He's like, bald.
Yeah, he just came up and told me that you wanted $25 a month extra for parking there.
Yeah,
and he's like, no, fucking park there all you want. I don't care.
He says it's going to take him like 2 weeks to clear the place out and get a new renter in here in the first
place. It's so fucking gross and nasty. He's like, park there all you fucking want. It's going to take me at least 2 weeks. And he didn't even talk to the guy downstairs. So I'm like, all right. So I got back in the truck and put it back in the spot.
He totally just fucking lied to you.
Yeah. Like, why would you do that, you weird fucking liar? That is so fucking weird. Christ. Hey, it's going to be an extra $25. You can just give that to me. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. So, I'm sorry. I thought that was really effed. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, that was pretty gay.
So, what were you doing?
Okay. This one is called DUI Checkpoint Stops Zero DUIs.
Zero?
Zero.
You lose.
Lose. And you fail. This one is from...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Take a wild guess.
Florida?
No, it's from Montana.
Oh, what?
That's
fuck
a
you.
Joke. Ding the bell. It's from
God
Florida.
Damn it. Oh, is it?
Yes.
Nice.
Another
hey,
good, what?
You got me good, you fucker.
Got you good, fucker.
That's right. Snivler says I should kill the liar, rip out his heart Mortal Kombat style.
Dun, dun, dun.
Fatality. Finish him. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
No one would even miss him at all, I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Hang on a second. You copy and pasted this funny.
I did it in the shape of a smiley face.
I think so.
That's why it's funny.
Okay, so a DUI checkpoint over the holiday weekend resulted in 10 people being arrested and more than 100 drivers being issued traffic citations.
Wow. So not zero. Actually, a whole bunch.
No, zero DUIs were issued.
Oh, okay.
They called it a DUI checkpoint.
Right, right, right. But
they wrote you tickets and arrested you for other shit.
For other shit. Oh, that is a great racket.
Yes. the Florida
you
Highway Patrol.
What? We don't even work for the cops.
The Florida Highway Patrol arranged for the checkpoint to be a setup on the 2500 block of Southwest 13th Street in Gainesville between 10 p.m. Friday until 2 a.m. Saturday.
Makes sense.
FHD.
Good times. People are out Sunday driving and whatnot, getting in people's way because they're slow and old. Shouldn't be driving.
FHP,
sorry.
Florida Highway Patrol.
Way High Patrol.
Lieutenant Pat, whatever. Okay. I can't pronounce it. Said that during that time, 1,131 vehicles were checked. Here's what they did find.
Please.
Although no one was arrested for DUIs, Florida Highway Patrol said that the following actions were taken during the checkpoint. Two arrested on outstanding warrants.
Of course.
All right. Seven arrested on felony charges, including six on drug-related charges. Okay. One arrested for misdemeanor drugs. 104 traffic citations were issued. 10 faulty equipment warnings were issued, and 10 warnings in general were issued.
Right.
Just like you're tailgating or blah, blah, blah. That is so fucking ridiculous.
Car ramrod.
You know, like ramming. So yeah.
Right. Fucking snibblers.
But
it's good to have you back, snibblers. Go buy my hip-hop
CD. Seen him
CD.
In a long time. It's weird.
Yeah, on live video.
Yeah.
He's staying out on the live video shits. Yeah. I remember that.
But if that justifies having a checkpoint to check every single vehicle and driver,
then we'll do it, because we have absolutely jack shit to do.
Ostensibly for DUIs, does it also justify having random checks for no reason at all?
I don't believe so.
Why not just go door to door and ask everyone for the license
what?
And see if they have any outstanding warrants?
That's a good idea. Done. And if you do, go to jail.
Or set up a checkpoint outside every mall.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
too. Or even every major street.
Why the fuck not?
And run a police scan on every single person.
Why not? You fucking retards can't seem to live together.
After all,
maybe that's what we need to do.
That would lead to the same results.
Thin you out a little bit.
And those results seem to be the only thing that matters.
Fuck it. Hey,
that's all they're really doing.
All I care about is results.
They care about their paycheck.
Results. Getting shit done.
It's their paycheck what they care about. They're stopping people and ticketing people so they can stay employed.
You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right. Motherfucks.
It's ridiculous.
Motherfucks. You wonder why people are such fucking assholes, because they got to do fucking asshole shit all day. You know what? You can only take so much of that before you snap. Fucking crazy. So, was that it for that story?
Yes, it was.
All right. Well, fuck.
Fuck?
We should probably call it a game.
We should.
We probably should. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We will do this again on Friday?
Yes.
Right. September 25th, episode 250. Come celebrate with us. Party down. We'll talk to you guys Friday.
Later.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.